You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Oh, wait, here's Rumble. Hold on. Wait, hold on, hold on.
Somebody borrowed my microphone there. It was dropping out a little bit, yeah? They need to turn green down or give me back red. There we go. Just that easy.
I got it.
The
there we go.
Of a
thank
live
you,
broadcast.
Guys. Thanks again, Jim. Take care, buddy. Stupid News time now at FM 99 WNOR. Stupid News is brought to you by our pals at the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting D.L. Hughley Friday through Sunday. The Funny Bone. Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more information. All righty, kids. Item number one in Stupid News this morning. This has to do with sports. Bye, Wayne. There you go. Wayne, the general manager, is leaving.
You enlisted, right?
Wayne says he enlisted. Okay, so tell Carly he's going to be a little late for dinner today. A Canadian hockey fan's obituary has warned her beloved Edmonton Oilers that she will indeed haunt the team's arena if they don't win a championship. That's her obit.
That is brilliant.
85-year-old Loretta Workin passed away May the 30th and said that her ghost would have no reservations about hanging around the team's facilities if they do not honor her death by winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh,
okay.
They gotta win.
And this is the Oilers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they can't win this year because they're not in the finals.
Yeah, right.
Now.
That's over.
But they have a great team. They made the playoffs this past year, and they've got one of the greatest players going right now named Connor McDavid. So it's not out of the realm of possibility when you take into account that the eighth seed in the Western Conference playing for the title now. So
yeah, apparently she didn't want any kind of a funeral service of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
She says no service, but she warns the Oilers that they better win next year because she's not above haunting their locker
now,
room.
Now, I hate to say anything bad about the dead. Now, how old is this lady? Or was
85. Okay. She had a good run.
She had a good run. She had Gretzky.
Yeah.
She had Gretzky. She had Wayne Gretzky. They won. It's not like she didn't get to see her team win.
She was referred to as a kick-ass sporty mom in her obituary, which also referenced her two fat kids and one grumpy kid who she has survived by.
Ah.
So apparently the family's got either a sense of humor or they just hate each other.
Ah.
Not
the
exactly
fat kids
sure.
And the grumpy kid.
Yeah, the last part's starting to sound like my mom's obit.
Yeah,
if she was to pass.
Yeah, I know.
That other one.
You kids, if I was eating S on a shingle, you'd want some of it. The obituary revealed more of her personality when it declared that she would be able to tell her husband and son to go soak their heads as she has joined them in passing.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, sometimes when you write these things and you write them, like, for your family, it doesn't make sense to the outside world. It seems a little harsh.
Yeah, a little bit.
You're telling the other two who have already died to go soak their heads. Okay, I got you, Mom, whatever you want.
The Mets haven't won a World Series since 1986, but I got to see that in my lifetime. So I don't think on my deathbed I would be cursing the Mets because they didn't win another World Series. This woman had Wayne Gretzky in her life for a long time.
That's the Holy Grail.
That's the guy.
Yeah, that's the Holy Grail. Yeah. Well, that's item number one.
Oof.
Item number two takes us to, of course, Florida, where an 18-year-old named Xavier Valencia graduated from high school last month. After everyone got their diplomas, he decided he was going to pull a prank by going back on the stage, whipped cream on his arms and chest, and Xavier thought it was just some silly senior prank, but he ended up being arrested.
Yeah, so on the day that your family's supposed to take you, you're finally going to the Outback.
Yeah, you know
you're gonna
it.
Going to get the
Sizzler. Celebrate.
I'm getting the special.
My uncle's going to give me a 50.
16 ounce.
That's right.
You're going to get your car or whatever.
Yep. No, no,
your
no.
Your luggage. Like
you
my
just
parents
got arrested
me.
For assault. You put him in the cuffs
and
took him out of the auditorium.
Third degree felony here. It's a third degree felony charge
degree
for
felony.
Battery on an education employee. He's also facing a second degree charge for disturbing the peace at a school assembly. He spent the night in jail, got released the next day on a $4,000 bond. It's not clear if he's facing any additional jail time.
Some tells me this isn't the first time he's had the opportunity to be with the principal. of that school.
Probably not. Yeah. But, you know, he was this close to freedom, William
yeah,
Wallace.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He probably
he
thought,
was graduating.
This guy can't do anything to me anymore.
Yeah.
No, he can't.
You kind of, you have to have some sort of a relationship with the principal at that point if you think it's cool to coconut cream pie his face.
And who knew about the little rule about the education official?
Uh-huh.
That it's a special class of crime.
The education official.
Yes.
The principal.
Yes. So you can't hassle teachers and principals
what
and
else
stuff
can we
like
get
that.
Him on?
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's have a look at his taxes.
Yeah, right.
He works at the Golden Corral. All right. Hey, finally this. A smuggler attempted to fly from Brazil to Russia with a large quantity of live poisonous snakes and poisonous frogs in his luggage.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds safe.
Customs officials arrested the guy after agents uncovered snakes, frogs, cockroaches, and lizards in buckets inside of his luggage.
Well, if it fit in the carry-on thing, then I guess you're cool.
Animal cruelty experts, yada, yada, yada. Let's see. Creatures suffered, determined that the creatures had suffered harm from being kept in plastic buckets. In total, 26 highly venomous lancehead vipers.
Nice. That's pretty sweet.
I've had it with these snakes on a plane.
Yes. And these frogs.
Ten poison frogs.
Off my plane.
33 cockroaches and an unknown number of rare lizards.
Okay, cockroaches is where I draw the line.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not in?
Not having that.
Nine of the creatures were on the endangered species list. We are jackpotting this. Yeah. All have been handed over to an animal shelter. The guy's from Russia. He went to Brazil. He collected all the animals, and he was trying to bring them all the way back to Russia again. Because you'll know how we like the venomous lancet viper.
Right.
The viper. Yes, yes. Apparently, they busted him while he was waiting for his connecting flight. You're standing here holding your bags filled with buckets of snakes. It's like, really, dude? Wow, man.
Did your bag just ribbit?
Yeah.
Was that a ribbit?
What, was
I
that a, I don't know. Oh, Rattler. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it
Stupid News.